Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 18th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, will be with us. Right now, in studio, we got two of our great friends with us. We have Matt Zukowski with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, James.
And our good friend, J.R. Seward. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you guys here, and fun to talk about Run the Rapids, the 5K run walk. It is that time of year again. It's one of our favorite events. We love this event because of the way it brings the community together, because of the fact of the cause that we're talking about here today, and it's a sign of spring. It's mm-hmm. a sign that it's getting warmer outside. It's one of those things. I've talked to listeners about this, I think, the last time you guys joined us. They were mentioning, well, I know when I see the promos for this and I hear people talking about it, warmer spring weather's around here. The corner.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That tells you, and I think that's kind of fun and everything. I think it also tells you how impactful the event has been, that we've associated with a season. Like, that tells
that's
you
a good
right
point.
There.
Never thought of it that way.
There's a lot of events in our area that are like this, mm-hmm. and I think this has become one of them. It has been for a while, I think, too. I don't think this is a new
how
thing.
How many years is it?
This, in fact, will be our 18th year.
Yeah.
It's the longest running 5K in Wisconsin Rapids. I think it's only next to the race in Pittsville in July, yeah. as far as longevity. So mm-hmm.
that's pretty cool. I want to start there with the event, and we'll get into the details of when the event is, and tell people that may not know much about it a little more about it. But I want to get into start with your guys' involvement with it individually. Mm-hmm. JR, how did you become involved with Run the Rapids?
Actually, there's quite a bit of history there. The first year that it came out, our Rotary Club was one of the supporting sponsors for the Run the Rapids, mm. and also Rotary Club out of Marshfield. Mm. And way back then, it was for, you know, the raising awareness about child abuse and that fight against child abuse. And so certainly as a community organization, we felt it was really important to be involved. At that particular time, I was president of our foundation. Mm. And I really wasn't a runner, or maybe I didn't know I was a runner at that particular time.
Yeah, I think you didn't know.
Because that can happen, right?
Absolutely.
And so I ended up showing up in support of that event. And I had on a polo and khakis and some walking shoes. and I had run in the past, but not any, you know, great distances or any regularity, more just kind of a fun run, like a lot of people that are going to be coming to this event. Mm-hmm. And so I showed up that day, and it was a gorgeous day. Mm-hmm. It was bright, sunny. It was cool, but, you know, warm. And just really, it just kind of got in the mood and the mode, and started walking. And then I thought, you know, I haven't run in a long time. I'm just going to try to run. Mm-hmm. And ended up running most of that 5K, and it was really, for me, kind of the rebirth of me restoring my love for running.
Yeah.
And from there, ended up doing a lot with the event over the years, continued to support it, and met actually Matt through that running experience.
And just as a side note, JR, you have since run quite a few marathons. It really did spark that fire in you again.
I think that's
such a cool, like, added benefit of this event and everything. I just wanted to note that. I think that's really unique.
It has a lot of fond, you know, history for me because, it rekindled that spirit, you know, of my enjoyment of running.
And I also have to note, and this is not JR, I'm doing this, JR, of course, joining us from Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors. You see Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors advertising and supporting and sponsoring all kinds of local events. They put back into the community constantly, so much so to the point that JR literally gives his sweat to the community. Like in these in these marathons there, you're literally putting into the community. I just think it's noteworthy and appreciate that you and your team there believe in this stuff.
Well, thank you. And that's that's why our company has gotten behind this event. It is such a great cause. Matt, as our race director, you know, has pulled together some really great sponsors, and he'll be talking about those sponsors and giving a shout out to all of them.
Yeah, Matt. Before we get there, how did you get involved with this? Because we've been talking for so long, man. I don't know if I've ever really gotten to ask you that question. I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, I don't know if I know Matt's origin story. I don't know if I know exactly how this began.
You know, James, I did participate in this event. I believe it was back in 2018. Not being involved with the organization of it. And then 2019, we had that huge snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
And in a sense, canceled, unfortunately, the Run the Rapids.
The day of.
It was just, we got just pounded. And then the following year was COVID. So there were 2 years where the event did not go.
Yeah.
And then in 2021, it wasn't going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always been a Wood County Human Services sponsored event.
Yeah.
They are the mover and shakers of this, and they continue to be. But in 2021, the people that were part of the planning committee had dispersed or had moved on, so there was no one.
Yeah.
There was a leadership gap.
Yeah.
And JR, this event has always been very special to him for the reasons he just explained. And myself and JR just wanted to see this event continue in the community. And we reached out to the human services and fortunately got connected with two wonderful people that became part of the planning committee. We reached out to some of our long sponsors that were still with us. We were able to cultivate some new ones. And in 2021, we brought this great event back. So it's just been a privilege of mine of being part of it, especially to the cause. It's always been about the cause of this.
Yes.
And the
child
kids.
Child abuse prevention, the kids.
And we've done some expanding, too, in that area with adding some additional kids' activities during and prior to the event. And, Matt, maybe you can comment on the Kids Dash and some of the other activities that Human Services is going to be putting together for the kids.
Exactly, GR. So what we did last year is we had kids' activities. There's this is before the race. There's face painting, interactive games that the staff and volunteers from the human services put on for the children. And we have our Kids Dash, which takes place at 8:30, right by the finish and start line. So we have those activities. There's also a brat fry. Sponsored by the human services as well as an additional fundraiser for this event. But plenty of things to do for children right before the race. We're hoping to have these events, the children's events, outside. Now, being April this time of year in Wisconsin, we kind of
just don't know.
Kind of roll the dice
don't know.
A little bit.
Yep.
So we had those events inside the Centralia Center. That's our home base.
Smart.
So the pack and pick up beforehand is in the Centralia Center. Plenty of parking. And it really is a celebration of children and families, this event.
Well put.
Yeah. I want to get into the details of the event and go down the line of all of that. Before we do, though, I do want to take a moment to focus on what this is all about. What brings us together, what brings the community together. You both have touched on it a bit already, the child abuse prevention. I would like to think that of subjects in today's day and age, because we live in a world where you can't get 90% of the vote on anything. You know, 90% of the people like oxygen, and like 98% of people agree with oxygen is good. Like, you can't get 100% of vote on anything. I'd like to think 100% of people can get behind this. I would like to think that this is the one of those things in life, in society, that everybody is behind. There's no excuse, there's no reason in history, from the dawn of time to now, to hurt a child. Zero. None. I'd like to think everybody could get behind that and bring attention to that, bring awareness to that. Not only means a lot to our community, it is adding to our future This is about our future as well. I did some homework and I found out kids are the future. I don't know if anybody else knew this or not, but they're going to take over one day. Children are the future. Everything we do is supposed to be to line it up so that they are able to take over. It is the job of adults. It is the job of our life to set things up and to get everything ready so that when we can retire, we get too old to be able to do anything, kids can take over. That involves education, that involves safety, and involves a lot of different things. And we already have a hard enough time keeping our kids safe. The least we can do is agree as a society to keep that this isn't care, that we don't do this, that we don't hurt children. The cause of this is incredibly important, and I don't know... I don't know if it's necessarily gotten better or worse, but I will say that in our area, that we have an event like this, that we have more awareness about this than most. And I'm very appreciative of this, not just because I'm a board member on the Family Center or anything like that. I would think that it doesn't take that to get people to care about this. Mm-hmm. I would like to hope that this is something that everybody can get behind. And everybody likes to be able to get outside. You're getting people outside, you're getting people to enjoy an event and those kind of things, along with bringing attention to a subject that, again, I hope everybody can get behind. And I appreciate you guys, the work that you guys put into this and the subject.
James, you know, you talked about the awareness piece of it, and that is a big part of why we're behind this and why this is being done. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that have no idea that it's at the level that it is. I believe, you know, Mary shared with us over 1,400 reported situations, you know, in 2022. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, do the math on that. You know, there's only 365 days in the year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of calls.
Yeah.
The organization is there to try to help these families. Mm-hmm. I mean, no family's perfect. We all know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got to come alongside of these families that are dealing with these situations and try to equip them and give them the tools that they need to have a healthy home and a safe place for those kids.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Let's get into the details of the event. It's coming up Saturday, April 29th. As usual with these kind of events, something that we want to encourage people to register for, correct? Do you have to register for the event in order to take part of it?
Well, it is a fundraiser, James, exactly the reason JR and yourself were mm-hmm. just talking about. So registration is required. Mm-hmm. You can register at RunTheRapidsIt'sYourRace.com, and we have a great registration site, massively done by our timer, Jake Franklin.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Nice job, Jake. Yes. Yeah, it's a great website. Yes. Yeah, it's great.
He is.
And I will point out, too, that if somebody just Googles Run the Rapids, this will come up, because that handle's a little long, and everybody may not remember that.
I did that just to try it out, and it worked right away. First thing that popped up. So again, we do encourage you to register. Race day registration and check-ins are 7:30 to 8:30. So if you don't have time to before the event, you can register that day at the event.
Correct.
So that is really cool that you're able to do that. The kids dash, as Matt was talking about before, is at 8:30. The 5K run walk,
which is free, right?
Kids Dash is absolutely free.
Okay. So even if we have some listeners out there that maybe, you know, mom and dad aren't, you know, into walking or running, you know, that distance, bring the kids out. By being there, you're supporting the event. Mm-hmm. And expose your kids to that opportunity to be with other kids.
Mm-hmm. So again, kids dash at 8:30, 5K run walk at 9, awards and refreshments will follow. This is all taking place, it starts at the Centralia Center at 220 3rd Avenue South here in Wisconsin Rapids. We did want to mention that as far as the shirts, they aren't guaranteed, but if you register early, you might be able to get one.
Our deadline, James, was this past Saturday, but I did place the order yesterday, ordered extra, like 60 extra shirts.
Nice.
Wow, good.
Nice.
So I think we should
be able to cover everybody.
We should be able to accommodate everyone.
That's really, really good to hear, especially how cool those shirts always are every year. I got to take place in the event in order to get one. It's a great event. Registration includes a long sleeve men's or women's event t-shirt and drawstring bags, courtesy of Coa Banker, Sierra Realtors, and a shout out to them, and thank you for that. We do encourage you to register as soon as you can. Matt mentioned that they did extend the date, but you still want to get that registration in as soon as possible. Get it out of the way. That's a good idea. As far as the costs of the event, let's go over those real quick, Matt, if you don't mind. So I don't know if you have that in front of you. I got it right here.
Sure.
It's $30 for ages 11 and over before the race day. Is that still the case?
It is. Right, okay. Up the race day, it increases $5, James.
Okay.
So it's always a good idea if you can register before the 29th.
For ages 10 and under, it'll be 15 before the race and 20 the day of.
Correct.
Kids Dash, as JR mentioned, ages 5 and under, that is free. So that's something to keep in mind. That's mm-hmm. really cool. And we really cannot encourage you enough of making a separate donation to the Southwood County YMCA or the Wood County Human Services Department during registration. You can do that as well from their website. There's just a click here button. You can go right to it. I do want to take the opportunity, and we'll do this again, I'm sure, to shout out our local Y and our good friends at the Wood County Humane Services Department. Amazing people doing such vital work in this community.
If I could jump in, a lot of times people with this particular event, because of the time of the year, will hold off on the registration see what the weather's going to be. And I get that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I totally understand that. So what I would throw out as an idea and a challenge is go ahead and register now. And worst case scenario, if it's a really lousy day weather-wise, mm-hmm. you just made a $30 donation to a tremendous cause.
Yeah, there's no downside to
there's
this.
There's no
yeah,
downside.
There's none whatsoever. You've just impacted your community.
That's
You've just
right.
put an investment into your
That's
community.
That's right.
I do appreciate you bringing that up, though. We know that, as we were touching on before, weather, it's weather Russian roulette here in Wisconsin. You just never know what's going to show up or anything. If we do, by all accounts, looking ahead, they can only tell so much, but looking ahead, it does look like it's going to be nice on the 29th. But regardless of what Mother Nature throws at our way, how do we handle the weather here, Matt, if there is not great weather on that day?
I think last year was a classic example of how we handle it, James. It was the rain held off last year, but it was windy. I mean, we had 30 mile per hour gusts, JR, and we still had a really strong turnout. And I will say this, the Run the Rapids goes on rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
We will not cancel this event. This event is known challenging weather in the past. It's mm-hmm. April, but I think really the character of our participants shines through.
Yeah, I like the way you put that, Matt. And I remember last year you putting it similarly like that. Because I just piggybacking off of that, yesterday I was driving around and I saw a couple of young ladies jogging. Yeah, mm-hmm. in yesterday's weather, okay? Mm-hmm. Midwesterners, this is what we do. Like, there is no weather that's going to stop us from doing what we do. Like, we're this event goes on, rain or shine, we're going to have the event. We also know you've got shoes that are prepared for this. Like, we're all, unless you're coming from California and just showing up here for this event, I have a hard time believing you don't have the shoes or the gear to do this if you want to partake in this event. It's also worth noting that it isn't, it's a 5K run walk. You don't have to run
correct.
It.
That is
if the weather ain't the greatest and you don't feel confident running, but you still want to get outside, take part in the event, you can walk it. That's okay, too. We mm-hmm. we encourage, especially if the weather's nice and you want to bring you and your stroller and your baby out doing this, you can participate in this event.
And there's a lot of people that do that. They make it a family event,
yeah.
which is really a lot of fun.
Oh, it gets you.
Matt, what's the story on whether or not pets are allowed on the course, because mm-hmm. there are times that we do get asked that question.
We don't. That's a good point, GR. People can bring strollers and still be more on the right side of the pathway, but we discourage bringing pets out.
Yeah.
We can save that for the turkey trot, but
sure.
Our course is wonderful and it's on the Ottawagam Trail, but we're looking at a trail that's not
wide enough to support pads.
It's important to keep in mind.
And let's talk about the course. You know,
where my notes were going next. Like, JR, that's the second time you've done that.
Sorry about that.
No, just don't get too good at this, all right? I need this job, JR.
Okay. That'd be Lindsay, right?
Yes.
So we start down at the Moravian Church, which is at the intersection of where Goggins comes in to First Avenue, which is a straight shot up to the Centralia Center, which is where the registration is going to be taking place. From there, we actually go on First Avenue. We don't go down on the trail in that particular section. Mm-hmm. At the end of First Avenue, right at that next intersection, we veer off and we get onto the trail. It's very gradual. There's no traffic. And what's beautiful about this is that it's a closed course.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of 5Ks that are out there that, you know, there's a lot of intersections, that type of thing, and dealing with traffic or having to wait. That's not the case with this course. It's a beautiful course. It goes right along the Wisconsin River. The path is in great condition. They've actually done some work, you know, on that.
Yeah, it's by Lyons Park.
Really nice work. Yeah.
Very nice. So it's extremely scenic. You pass Lyons Park, and then you continue all the way down to Hanson Park, which is the Fireman's Memorial. And just prior to that Fireman's Memorial, or actually about the same distance, is the turnaround.
Yeah.
We'll have a water station, right,
correct,
Matt, at that particular location. And that is the turnaround, and so it's an out and back. And that's why when Matt brought up about the strollers and that type of thing, because the people that are going to be running it, they're going to be coming towards the people that are still walking out.
Yeah.
And so just for safety purposes and everybody's enjoyment, we want to make sure that, you know, you're going out to the Fireman's Memorial on the right side and then, you know, coming back, same thing.
I love running. It's one of my favorite feelings in the world. I have no idea what it's like for a human being to fly, but it's as close as I think we get to flying is really running and really feeling that and being in the moment. And we have some great sponsors to thank for bringing an event like this and making this happen so we can enjoy running. We can enjoy these kind of things. As we're wrapping up, Matt, let's give a shout out to some of our sponsors.
Thanks, James. And this is an incredible list, a beautiful cross section of organizations in this community making this event possible. I'm going to go right down this list. Of course, our beneficiaries, as I mentioned, are the Wood County Human Services. The YMCA is also part of this. We have our gold sponsors. We have Bank Account Corporation, Caldwell Bankers, Siebert and Realtors. As you mentioned, JR was a sponsor of our beautiful drawstring bags. The first 200 people get these. It's a beautiful bag, not
it
a
is.
Cheap plastic bag.
No,
you
no,
can
that's
use
a nice
it for
bag.
Years. So we have Caldwell Banker, Siebert Realtors, Renaissance, Silver Sponsors. We have Aspirus Health, Gander Cranberry, Gottschalk Cranberry, Terrace Homes, Luke Weiland, Attorney at Law, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, 8th Street Auto, our bronze sponsors, Becker & Cum CPA, From the Ground Up Coffee House, Kohler Vision Center, Mid-State Students, Nurses Association, and the Wisconsin Rapids Professional Police Association are in-kind donations. Quick Trip Duncan, beloved WFHR, thanks for having us, James.
Yes, thank you.
The Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and NGR Media is also a beautiful friend
yes.
of ours, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So just a total team effort to pull this off, JR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I cannot wait for the event. Already looking forward to this and next one and the ones after. Appreciate the work that you guys have put into this, that the whole team and all the people you just mentioned there. Thanks so much for this event. Again, the Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk happening Saturday, April 29th. Race registration is 7:30 to 8:30. Kids dash at 8:30. 5K itself will begin at 9 o'clock. Awards and refreshments will follow afterwards, and this all starts at the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can register right now by going to runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. Be sure to go to runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. Register right now. Again, thank you both for being here. Good to see you guys. Thanks for your time.
James. You also. Thanks, James.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Morty Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.